This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Close all borders to all refugees and migrants. That is what we are hearing these days. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm not talking about, at this point, what is happening in the United States. I am talking about Germany. And even though the demand is not close all German borders to all Muslims, in effect, that is exactly what is being demanded. First, let me read to you from an article which was published by Breitbart, dated January 18, saying this. Germany should completely close its borders to refugees if it is to solve the migrant crisis, a former president of Bavaria has said. Edmund Stoiber, who is now 74 years old, an elder statesman in the Christian Social Union, CSU, Chancellor Angela Merkel's Bavarian sister party, said Germany had to change direction fast and gave the chancellor just 2 months to solve the problem. Angela Merkel must now change her position, otherwise there will be disastrous consequences for Germany and Europe, Mr. Stoiber said in an interview with Süddeutsche Zeitung. In what appeared to be an ultimatum, he added that if Mrs. Merkel does not change her policy, there will be a confrontation after local elections in March when three German states go to the polls. The only solution that will likely make a difference, Mr. Stoiber added, was for Germany to completely close its borders to refugees for an unspecified period. Until, as Mr. Trump said, we can find out what's going on. Now, he didn't say Muslims, but that is exactly what he meant. In fact, all the refugees who have arrived now in Germany in excess of 1 million, the vast majority of those are Muslims. Only very few are Christians. Now, the article goes on to say that Mr. Stoiber is well known for his outspoken conservatism, as was regarded as a thorn in Angela Merkel's side while he served as Bavarian president. In 2002, he outmaneuvered her to become the main right candidate for chancellor, but narrowly lost the subsequent election. He had already been calling for limited immigration long before the current migrant crisis began, and staunchly opposed Turkey joining the European Union, saying its Muslim culture was not compatible with European values. In 2004, Mr. Stoiber even went so far as to call Turkey a threat to the European Union's very survival. So far, Mr. Stoiber. Now, what is Mr. Stoiber doing today? He is no longer the Prime Minister of Bavaria. But a press release of the European Commission announced that on December 18, 2014, the President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, appointed, and I quote, Dr. Edmund Stoiber as Special Advisor on Better Regulation. In his new role, Dr. Stoiber will in particular advise on how to cut red tape and reduce administrative burdens for small and medium-sized enterprises to boost jobs, growth, and investments in the EU, close quote. So he's still around. He may not be a very influential politician in Germany right now, but he's still around working for the EU. Now, let me just say that Edmund Stoiber by far is not the only one who is asking for a complete closure of Germany's borders. The EU Observer wrote on January 19 that Germany must be ready to close its borders, German Transport Minister Alexander Dobrindt has said in a direct challenge to Chancellor Angela Merkel's policy. Dobrindt is also from the CSU. Now let me explain something here. Bavaria is part of Germany, but it's also a free state. They have their own political systems, they have their own court systems, they have their own government. But Traditionally, the CSU has always been in coalition with Angela Merkel's party, the CDU. But of course, Bavaria, being arch-conservative and also very Catholic, is an interesting state. And of course, Bavarians are Germans. But of course, most of the Germans are not Bavarians. Franz Josef Strauß, some of you might recall him, those of you who have been around for a long time, he was, of course, the Bavarian prime minister, and Edmund Stoiber was his disciple. And the new one, Mr. Seehofer, about whom I will talk in a moment, he is now, if you please, Mr. Stoiber's disciple. But this article from the EU Observer goes on to say, on Sunday, Bild, Germany's most popular daily, asked on its first page whether Merkel is still the right one. It concluded, Merkel's refugee policy is at the point of failure. Now, I might add, it's already failed. The article says, coming from a newspaper known from its populist tendencies, but which has overall supported Merkel's Willkommenspolitik, in other words, a policy that everybody is welcome, the story could signal a change of fortune for the Chancellor. Austria's Interior Minister, Johanna Mikl-Leitner, has said that from the end of this week, she will let through only migrants who intend to seek asylum in Germany. So in other words, Austria is saying, nobody is coming in here and staying here. If they want to go to Germany to get asylum over there, we'll let them through, otherwise we won't. Otherwise, our borders are closed to them already. Now, Bild also wrote on January 21 that CSU chief and president of Bavaria, Horst Seehofer, threatened with a lawsuit to establish that only a certain number of refugees might be allowed to come to Germany. Now, he's not asking for a complete closure of the borders yet, but only a certain number. And most Germans agree with him. And they say, well, only 200,000 max should come in. Der Spiegel and Der Stern, both German magazines, claim that it is the goal of the CSU under Mr. Seehofer to overthrow Merkel. And that brings me to the next article by Deutsche Welle, dated January 18. And listen carefully to this assessment. It says, there is growing criticism of Angela Merkel in Germany. There are increasing indications that her own party, the CDU, not even talking about the CSU in Bavaria, her own party, the CDU, is distancing itself from her because they're seeing the signs of the time. What is odd is the apocalyptic mood in the media. Germany is boiling. Much of the German media is boiling. More than 1 million refugees in the country, and more problems, some predictable, some surprising and disturbing. The country is expressing opinions with a new dimension of harshness and a sense of Schadenfreude. Now, what's Schadenfreude? It's defined as a feeling of enjoyment that comes from seeing or hearing about the troubles of other people. So a sense of Schadenfreude accompanies both the disastrous situation and the apocalyptic scenarios. Merkel, whose humanitarian imperative opened up the German borders to refugees, is at the heart of the criticism, the degree of which is surprising. Despite the drama, everyone is against the Chancellor. And then Der Stern Online commented on January 20 that for the first time, and I quote, Merkel pursues policies against the will of the people. And that's very remarkable. Her predecessor, Gerhard Schröder, did the same thing that had to do with the financial situation. He had to step down. He asked for a vote of confidence by the parliament, and he lost, and new elections had to take place. And Der Stern is speculating whether something like that could happen to Merkel, because after all, elections are scheduled to take place not in 2016, but later. But they said, but, you know, a vote of confidence could be brought up in front of the parliament. Merkel might lose, and then somebody else might come to power. It's interesting that Merkel became chancellor after Gerhard Schröder lost his vote of confidence. It would almost be an ironic twist of history if the same now would happen to her. We are not saying it's going to happen, but we are going to say that it's interesting to watch, because, my friends, Angela Merkel's reputation is mud. And we don't believe that Merkel's reputation can be restored. It's only a matter of time until she has to step down. And then somebody else will come. Now, the Bible tells you, my friends, that in the end, a very charismatic political leader will arrive on the world scene in Germany, in Austria. And this man is clearly identified in Scripture. He is somebody who will turn things around, who will express the kind of things the people want to hear and to see. Now, it's also interesting that the Bible strongly indicates that this man will be a surprise to many. Maybe he was somebody who was very active on the political scene for a while, and then nobody heard from him anymore, really. And then he's coming back, like the phoenix coming out of the ashes. It's also somebody, the Bible indicates, who actually is coming to power, not in the way it's normally done. So all these things and much more are being described in our free booklet, The 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire. My friends, the Bible shows you that the ancient Roman Empire would be revived in Germany and in Europe 10 times. 9 times it has already been revived. The last revival is happening right now, and it will be core nations of Europe who will ultimately give their power and their authority to a very charismatic political leader in Germany. We have to wait for these things. Now, this booklet describes all of this. It goes into the history. It shows you what already has happened, how the Bible has been absolutely accurate throughout, and what the prophecies are, and that the Bible will absolutely establish what is going to happen and how the current crisis in Europe and in Germany is important in light of those events. Now, it's also surprising to many that there is now a distinct possibility that Donald Trump might be the next American president. Does the Bible allow for that? Absolutely. Does the Bible say he will be? No. But if he is, biblical prophecy will develop. If he is not and somebody else is going to be the next president, biblical prophecy will develop. Either way, it's interesting to watch these events. And what we are seeing in America right now is somehow copied in what is happening in Europe and in Germany, and vice versa. And so you need to know what is in store. Will there going to be mass deportations in Germany? Will there be a complete closure of the borders? It is definitely possible. So again, ask for a free booklet, 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.